this week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
If I were to play my flute sometime, would you maybe dance to the flute?
I would love that.
We should totally do that.
Gormley has a magical connection with Halrex, but the rest of the team is treading water with Rag.
But if there's a chance that they could find out that you did it, there could be mutiny on this ship, and I will not stand for it.
Baron tries something risky.
This is the most nervous skill check I've ever done.
A dangerous trap is sprung.
Around the doorknob, something comes out to, like, grab your hand, like ropes to grab your hand.
And a member of the crew makes a huge mistake.
He swings at Lork.
Whoa.
It's about to go down.
He goes,
you want to roll initiative?
Yep.
You want to roll initiative right now?
Yep, everybody roll initiative.
The adventure continues right now.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another installment of the Glass Cannon Podcast. I am Joe, your resident pain-in-the-ass rules lawyer and alter ego of the character with the most rolls under five in the game, Lieutenant Lork Irontusk. How he got promoted is beyond me. Thanks to everyone out there who has been spreading the word about the show. Word is getting out there. Reviews are coming in. We've been peppering you guys about it week in and week out, and we thank you for responding. Thanks to Fletchy18 and PokeTrader for your guys' awesome reviews. Thanks to Rainbow16, who said, quote, "Don't kill Lork." Thank you, Rainbow16. I think we understand each other. We're getting a lot of emails now, more and more, from people that are starting to play now because of the podcast. It's awesome. They're either starting for the first time or maybe just like we were, like getting back into it after having not played for years. And some, like Kevin in Fresno, California, who took inspiration from the show to start his own Pathfinder Club in the school where he teaches, bringing the joys of role-playing to middle schoolers, a tale as old as time. That is where I started playing D&D, and it was the best. It's so awesome, man. We're so glad you're doing that. Just make sure your kids are not listening to the Glass Cannon Podcast when Troy and Matthew roleplay Gormley's Night of Passion with Rag Bloodtusk, though it might teach them a thing or two. If you've got stories about starting your own RPG up because of the show or otherwise, please write into glasscannonpodcast@gmail.com and tell us about it. Tell us about the successes and definitely tell us about the epic fails. Those are the best. Last week on our show, if you remember, Lork uncovered a hidden stairwell leading deeper into the ship. That was the last shot, if you will. I wonder what's down there. Perhaps we can find out this week. Perhaps Lork won't fail his stealth check to go down the stairs. Oh, well, that's just a fantasy. We all know he's going to fail his stealth check to go down the stairs. Let's just get on with it. Enjoy episode 37, The No Pants Flute Dance.
Who put out the snack tray on my maps? I didn't know he had snacks.
It's a new monster.
I'm going to go M&M, because dairy's good for your voice, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. What do you guys want to do today? You want to play a little Pathfinder?
We've been looking forward to it, yeah. I didn't have any plans, but yeah, sure.
All right, I got an hour to kill.
Yeah. How did this mic end up in front of me? I don't even know. What?
This is really what convenient. Happened? Where am I? What year is this?
Who's the president? Ronald Reagan? The actor?
The actor?
Who's the vice president? Jerry Lewis?
Who's the? I suppose the first lady is Jane Wyman.
Oh, boy. Okay, so last episode was a real humdinger. I still have my dice. I did not destroy them because, oddly enough, they don't melt when you put them in the oven.
I was thinking about it, and that was basically the opposite of the Shadow Rat fight. Like the exact opposite.
It was the anti-Shadow Rat fight.
Yeah.
Troy, I was feeling a little bad about last episode, so I have a little bit of a gift for you.
I thought the M&Ms were the gift.
No, they're just there for fun. No, the gift is that I think we actually all owe you an apology.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Slow down. We didn't talk about this ahead of time.
No, we didn't. I'm sorry.
Listening.
So I did a little Wikipedia research.
As one does.
As one does. And there are such things as freshwater river sharks.
Aha.
Oh,
no. All right. No, that's true, but they're very small, and they're always connected to a saltwater outlet. This is an entirely freshwater system that empties into a freshwater giant lake.
Skid's got some nerding to do. It is time for
read it. Nerdish. I read that same article. Read it. Read
oh,
it. You'll
man.
See.
So you both separately and independently looked up river sharks just to
did
see.
You, wait, did you go to the subspecies of Ganges shark?
No, I didn't see the Ganges shark. But the Ganges... The
nerd fight.
The Ganges...
Nerd fight. He's got his pencil. He's got his number two pencil.
Ganges empties into the Indian Ocean.
Well, I mean, all rivers... Right.
Well, this is what I'm curious...
I'm trying to give you... I'm going to throw you a bone.
I thought you were going to start arguing that all rivers empty into the Indian Ocean. I was like, Matthew, don't go down that road.
Does the Wikipedia take into account the fantasy world of Galarian?
Where
you were
not.
Just attacked by a four-armed gorilla on drugs.
Yeah, clearly on drugs.
That was our most gorilla-packed episode yet.
It really was. We need more of those.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. Talk about a cliffhanger. So do you guys remember what happened at the end?
I remember stairs. That's what I remember.
You remember stairs. Well, yeah, so again, split party. Mm-hmm. You got Gormley running interference on Halrex. Because Lork is in the other room, just found some creaky floorboards that don't seem to be where they should be. Meanwhile, Rag Bloodtusk is going up to look for his ledger, which happens to be in Baron's pocket. And Galabras, with some slick diplomacy, is like, maybe we should follow you up deck to keep you safe, giant half-orc gladiator. The little boy and the dwarf will keep you safe. But he's like, yeah, you're right. So Rag's going up the ladder, and Baron and Galabras right behind him, and then Lork lifts the floorboard and sees a staircase leading down below deck.
And I was saying before that this really reminds me of the last episode of the first season of Lost, when they blow the hatch and there's just the ladder like leading down. Hey, ABC, you want to sue us? Go ahead and fucking sue us.
Jesus, no. No, don't. Please don't.
You know what will happen now? This will be like a Lork flashback episode.
Yeah. So
it'll be like True Now, maybe 50 years ago, a young half-orc running around causing trouble.
At the end of the episode, you see he was in a wheelchair the whole time.
It kind of works out perfectly. He runs by, and it's a younger Gormley in the background.
Yeah.
Why don't we just write that? I want to see the prequels.
I think that's fun.
Be way better than the Star Wars prequels.
Lorks. It'll be way better than your shitty Lorks. Apes.
Speaking of shitty apes, what do you guys want to do?
Well, what should we resolve first? What should we...
Roll for initiative. No. I'm interested to see how they're going to get out of this cockamamie scheme.
Me too.
They've got a stolen ledger.
No, I love it, though. You know what it is? It's like the episode cuts away with seeing the stairs, and you're waiting all week to see what's down the stairs.
And we're not going
to
find out until the second
thing,
commercial
Yeah, the
break.
First thing right. they do is they go, yeah, they lead you in with something else.
Okay.
It's great, though. I want to see how this is going to go down.
All right, so Rag is climbing the ladder, and he... is starting to approach the chart room. What is going on between the Brothers Grimm here as I take another sweet treat?
Well, last episode, you saw Baron awkwardly ask Galabras for a bit of luck.
Yes.
Which he imparted to him via a congratulatory handshake after having fell the horror of the Mwangi Expanse. And so what's going on in Baron's head is that he's going to use some of his dexterous capabilities that he's earned over the years of being a gunslinger once we get up there. And I don't want to say too much else to tip off anyone, but...
You mean Troy? You don't want to tip off Troy?
bet you're wishing you got those rogue levels now with some sleight of hand.
Oh.
Galabras, what are you doing? Are you just kind of there in case shit goes down? What's happening with Galabras?
Yeah, I'm following, and I'm acting like a bodyguard.
You can be my bodyguard. You can be my long-lost pal.
No. But I'm gonna, I'm following up, and I'm just like saying, now you've said that you've never had any problems like this before. Where is this? Why do you think this is happening now? Do you think it has something to do with us?
That's the only thing I can think of, and I don't mean to push blame on you, but I've known these men, most of them, for years, several years. It just doesn't make sense that this would happen. So I don't know if one of you is causing trouble or if it's that damned Wolverine, but something ain't right. I just can't believe that it would be one of my men. And he opens the door to the chart room. Now, where'd I put that ledger?
Where did you have it lost?
It's always right here next to the map. It's weird. It doesn't seem right.
Well, look at this. Wait. And I wait for Baron to get in position to where, you know, he can...
Baron is going to...
And I say, is it here? This is a very fancy chest. Is it in there? Do you have the key? Have someone put it away.
It's not in the chest. It's right here on the table.
Let me just
move these papers around.
No, look. See, if it's... If I had something that important, I'd put it in this chest. This is a very nice chest.
Baron is going to attempt a sleight of hand check to place the ledger onto Rag Blood Tusk's body, as opposed to taking it away from him.
Onto his body? Onto his person?
Whoa. Well, maybe on the table.
Okay. Infinitely easier check.
He's going to try and just slip it between his thighs.
Into his very codpiece.
I've given birth to a ledger.
Deftly. Is this your card? Okay, roll your sleight of hand.
As I almost drop my dice cup. All right. This is the most nervous skill check I've ever done.
Yeah. I'll let you know that I just rolled Rag's perception check.
Oh.
22.
Ah! Here it is.
Yeah. That was a 13 and a 15 on the die.
There it is.
I had a 19 perception.
Wow.
You know something? As Desna says, it's always in the last place you look.
I don't believe in your false gods, but all right, here it is. We found it. Now let me see. It smells of stable mucking. All right.
Smells of beard.
Tog.
Tog. He's one of the twins, right?
Yeah, he was the one.
The one who was being withholding.
Yeah, the withholding twin. It's always the withholding twin.
I would say he probably gets off on being withholding.
Yeah.
Mm. Here's some money.
Thanks, Lucille.
Go see a Star Wars.
Yeah, he's like, Tog, he's a good man. I don't understand how he could screw that. I'm sure there's a explanation for this. But either way, look at the trouble he's caused. Let me ask you, what do you suggest we do?
Well, as I suggested before the other day, I do have this ability that I can summon upon to compel telling of the truth. And if we'll submit to it, we can give it a go.
Magic? Mm-hmm. I'm going to cast a spell on my men.
Yes.
Well, one particular man.
I won't even let you bless the food, and now you want to be casting your sorcery on them? I just don't think I can allow it.
Well, the food was not guilty of treachery.
Oh, my God.
As far as we know.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you this. Is there a chance the spell could fail, and they might be aware of what you're doing? Because it's one thing if I turn against them and allow this witchcraft, but if there's a chance that they could find out that you did it, there could be mutiny on this ship. And I will not stand for it.
Well, my plan was to do it with their full knowledge. But if that's not an option, I'm not certain that it will work.
Like a polygraph. Will you submit yourself?
Yes.
Why don't we talk to Tog?
That is another thing we could do. I would like to talk to his brother as well, just in case there's any confusion.
Shark.
Separately.
Yes.
I'm not there. I'm just thinking this.
I'm thinking this up to Galabras.
You can go about your business. Move along. No, I think we should talk to them both, but separately, yes.
Well, it's almost time for dinner. We're gonna be working on that... Dwarf, I know you're still working on the rail. Is there a chance you can help down below deck to maybe patch up that hole in the wall? Is that something you could do?
Yeah, absolutely I could help you out. I don't want to sink.
All right. I guess you'll be needing a key to that room. Well, I'll have one of my men work with you, supervise, so he can let you in and out. You don't want to paint yourself into a corner,
with,
as it were.
With all due respect, I'd rather have someone on my own team working with me on this one.
Right, but as you can understand, we can't leave the armory open, especially if there's treachery on deck. Can't have people coming in and out of the eye. I keep it locked at all times.
Well, let's talk about strategy then. And I just want to, like, keep him occupied for, like, 10 minutes, knowing that Lorik is trying to just explore the below decks, whatever he's doing. So I'm just, like, kind of running around in circles. And, you know.
Okay. Flash to Lorik.
Beautiful.
You stealthily lift up the boards, and you see a staircase leading down.
So he'll look up, and he looks at, like, sort of out the hole in the wall, and you can see Gormley has got Halrax's full attention.
Now, do you bathe on the ship? Do you? What do you do?
I don't like you.
Let me ask you a question. Would you like me better with a scorpion?
I don't like your scorpion either.
Oh, jeez. She's very disagreeable.
But if we run out of fish from your idiot friends who lost all of it back into the water, maybe we'll cook up your scorpion for dinner tonight.
I assure you he wouldn't taste good. He eats mostly paper.
He's on a 100% scroll diet.
Burnt offerings.
Can I ask? This can go on, but yeah.
So they have their, they continue their weird conversation.
Okay, so it is. Is it easy enough for me to see down in there?
You can see sort of a cramped room down there. Also very low ceilings. Enough more room than what you have there. This is all like underwater. So you would be able to move about freely as far as you can tell. And you can see like maybe a door down the bottom of the stairs in the room.
Okay. So it's like a, what is it? 5x10x10 room? Like pretty... So it's a small room and a door?
It's probably around like 25 feet, and then it narrows as it reaches the front of the boat.
That's a big area.
Yeah, it's 25 feet long in its longest part, but then it kind of...
And how far down does it go? It goes down far enough that I'm not cramped or squeezed or whatever, or are you squeezed?
Yeah, I don't think you're squeezed.
Okay. But let me guess, you have the right to go back and change that mid-combat later?
Correct.
Find out the right answer? All right, so I'll start sort of down the steps, and I don't see anything. Like, there's no debris, there's no stuff, there's no...
You see...
gold, treasure, magical weapons.
You see at least 7 or 8 magical weapons that you can tell even without detect magic.
Nice.
They're magical.
Sure.
And no traps whatsoever. No, there are shelves all along the wall, and they're kind of raised up to keep the ship's more questionable cargo safe from flooding.
Okay.
And there's like water puddling on the floor, so they keep everything up above that.
Got it.
And there is obviously you're coming down the steps from this, we'll call it a trap door, and then at the bottom there's a shorter set of steps that descends.
Whoa.
Down to a door, and that's the door that you saw. And so what happens is, down those steps, your height is normal. You know what I mean? But you're cramped when you first walk in looking at the shelves. But if you were to descend those steps to the door, you can move about freely.
Holy shit, man.
Damn, bro.
This is like... This is a riverboat. Like, how deep is it underwater?
Yeah.
God.
And, you know, Gormley is... probably not the most charming person talking to Halrex above.
But now's the time for the charm person.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to... Can I roll?
To let Lork walk in there.
Yeah, so, can I try charm person on?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's necessary. I mean, I think you're going to see me coming back out. I didn't realize it would be such a big space. I don't want to go exploring around by myself down there.
To make it clear, the space is the size of... the armory, essentially. And you can see right there on the map.
Oh, okay.
So it's not huge, it's just...
But there's a door going, what, deeper into the ship?
Deeper into the ship.
Yeah.
And you would imagine goes the length of the ship.
Yeah.
So, check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Check it. All right. All right.
Gromit's like, so have you read any good books lately?
Anything that my scorpion would be interested in eating.
He enjoys pages.
I don't read. Why are you bothering me?
I just think that you and I are two birds of a feather.
What's your friend doing over there?
He's dealing with your... he's looking at your cage where a monstrous gorilla tried to kill us all, knocked you unconscious. He's a ranger. He's good at this kind of thing.
All right.
If there was any man I want on the case, it would be Lork.
Aww.
I wish Lork didn't hear that. And unfortunately, he'll die before he ever knows how much Gormley loved him.
Yep. 100%.
Where's Ben Vereen?
Ben Vereen's with me.
Okay.
Yeah. He's stealthier
good.
Than I am.
I'm glad he's with you. Seriously, I'm glad.
All right, so you and Ben Vereen are there. What do you do?
I will stealthily open the door.
Roll a reflex save.
Oh, no.
Trapped!
Oh.
Shit!
Oh.
Okay, reflex save. 14.
As you go to open the door,
oh, fuck.
Around the doorknob, something comes out to, like, grab your hand, like ropes to grab your hand. You pull your hand back before it can entrap you.
Oh, wow.
But you also hear, bow!
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
And you see Halrex kind of looking towards the direction of the armor.
Charm person! I'm going to cast Charm person.
Wait, can I evil eye her and cast Charm person? We were discussing this yesterday. Do you know you've been evil eyed? I mean, I'm just looking at her funny.
Right. Yeah, I don't.
I feel like you know.
I think she would know that if there's something weird. She'd feel something weird probably. But then...
Would she know it was coming from me? I mean...
No, she'd know, because she'd see you doing something, but I don't know, like, you would still get a chance to, like, get her charm through.
I mean,
her an evil eye.
The thing is...
Is she not going to notice
it? I agree, and you got to do it in a split second after you hear, wah!
But the thing is, even if your charm spell fails, she's going to attack you anyway. So, if you're going to do it, you might as well evil eye her first.
You know? Okay. So I'll evil eye her for saves.
Okay.
DC 15 will save.
DC 15 will save. 18.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, still for a round, you've got a minus -2 to saves.
That's true.
And then I'm going to cast Charm Person.
I don't like the way you're looking at me, lady.
I'm sorry. Well, then let me ask you this question. And then she does she casts the spell. Charm Person.
Okay. Holy.
So this is a DC 14 will save, but you have minus -2 to save.
Minus -2 to saves, DC 14 will save. And what are the components of this? Don't worry about material components, but is there a verbal component? Somatic component?
Verbal and somatic.
Now, is the verbal anything you want? Watch this. Or is it like, by the power of...
I defer to Skid on that question.
It's whatever your imagination dreams it can be.
I would imagine you would have to start some sort of incantation.
Okay. So I do a spell thing with my hands. I'm waving them around, twitching my fingers, as I'm doing in real life right now.
DC 18 will save. DC 14, excuse me.
Yes, it's a DC.
I rolled an 18.
It's a DC 18, will save. Yeah, yes.
Make it a gentleman's DC 16.
DC 14 will save, and I get a minus -2 to that save. I'm going to roll this in front of everybody.
Yeah, please do.
This is one of those ones you get to just watch.
Oh.
I rolled a 10 on the die.
Oh, God.
So that's an 8.
But with your little evil eye giving the minus -2 to saves, you have charmed Coxswain Halrex.
Wow.
Oh,
okay, no, this doesn't last for forever. Oh, 4 hours. She's
no, no. It's like 2 days, right?
That's or charm monster, I think.
Oh, right. Okay.
Charm person gives me 4 hours, and they're going to regard me as a trusted friend and ally.
I'm sorry I yelled.
No, it's all right.
Must be all the commotion in the boat.
Did you like my dance moves?
They were absolutely beautiful.
It's part of a whole thing. I'll show it to you later.
Perhaps. Can I ask you a question?
Of course, of course.
If I were to play my flute sometime, would you maybe dance to the flute?
I would love that.
We should totally do that.
I stoned all of a sudden.
I'll tell you what. Meet you in the chat room. Dance party later on.
Oh, my, that sounds delightful. Perhaps after dinner.
After dinner?
Dinner's in 4 hours and 3 minutes. Does that work for you?
I will most definitely be there.
See you then, you gorgeous creature.
No, you're gorgeous.
And she just kind of wanders off into the cargo hold. Smiling, big smiles.
Amazing. Oh, well done, Matthew.
That was clutch, man.
Oh, gosh.
That was very, very
I got to do it, Matthew. You get another bottle cap.
Yeah! All right.
Well, it's just, it's really good.
Question
really
about good. Charm person for the listeners. When someone's charmed and you were attacked by something, they would aid and defend you?
You have to make a charisma check to get them to do something that they wouldn't ordinarily do if they weren't charmed.
Correct.
So you have to do a contested charisma check. So if, for example, if Gormley told Halrax to attack Rag, they would each make charisma rolls, and if Gormley's was better than hers, then she would attack Rag. If not, the spell would be broken.
Predictably, Gormley does not have a very high charisma.
Exactly. So don't press your luck with the spell. We're probably in good shape right now. We're fine.
At a certain point, I would like to talk to her while she's charmed.
Oh, you can, of course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Guys, pressure. But for now, I want to know what's happening down below deck.
Right. During that entire roleplay, you guys ate every snack.
The entire dish is
and
empty.
There's like one
We're
peanut.
Pretty disgusting.
I'm taking
one
a picture.
Peanut. One sad little peanut.
It's mostly me. I didn't eat
that. Lork, are you running at top speed to get back above deck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, once that alarm went off, I'm like, okay, I don't want to be caught really red-handed here. So
right. And whatever came out just recedes back in behind
Did
the
it look like a mechanism or like a
It looked like
magical.
Some sort of mechanism, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
In game terms, I have disabled device. I have a skill point in disabled device. So if we want to go back down at some,
oh yeah,
point.
We probably won't go back down.
So I'm saying, if you wanted to bring me,
like right
douche,
now,
no, at some point.
Well, you heard that noise, so you might just want to go down there.
You guys heard a more muffled version, like, but you obviously heard really loud. Halrax is gone. You come back up, and do you replace the floorboards?
Yeah. And I mean, like assuming that Gormley doesn't come down halfway.
I'll come over to you. I'll meet you in the little broken cage area, and I'll be like,
and I'll explain to her the situation. That's a trapped door down here.
I charmed Halrex for 4 hours. So long as Baron and Galabras can keep Rag occupied, we have a little time.
And but at this point, you guys don't know how that all shook out upstairs.
I'm just trying to delay Rag as long as I possibly can.
Right, but is this something you think we should? There might be danger behind that door that we'll need Galabras and Baron's help with.
So you want to wait and do it later tonight?
Well, we don't have a lot of time, but I think...
It's almost night, and you guys had three battles, too, right? You had the first Drake battle,
the
second Drake battle, and the gorilla battle.
Yeah, I mean, look, we can cover up the floorboards, and they won't know that we know.
And if Baron can convince Rag to give him a key, then we could come back. Let me ask this question. For disabled device, I mean, I guess if we come back under less time conditions, I could... Take 10 or something and try to...
I mean, not without the trap going off on you. You can't take 10 without the trap going off on you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
I could give you luck, too.
You can give me luck. All right. So why don't, like you told me about it, and we'll say, all right, we'll
yeah,
we'll
I'll replace the boards. I'll put a little dust over them, maybe slide tossed away piece of armor over it or something.
Right, okay.
Dung, gorilla dung. You could do guidance on yourself, and then I can give you luck, and then,
Yeah, so okay. So for us, order of business is get downstairs and examine that. For you guys, order of business is we have to interrogate.
Will Lork's knowledge about how the trap sprung, like what it is, give me information that would help me in disabling it?
No. No, you'd have to see it. If you're gonna be the one disabling it, you've got to examine it and try and figure it out on your own.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
Lork wouldn't be able to give you the specifics on how it works.
He's right. Because also, it all happened in a split second. Lork was like, huh, meow.
Right.
I love this alarm sound. Yeah, it's great.
That's exactly what happened. But yeah, you've also had a long day.
I have no spells left.
You have no spells left. So you guys, at a certain point, probably want to reconvene.
Yeah.
And you're going to have an opportunity to do so.
That's the other thing, is I think that it's possible that these guys are in danger. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If they weren't able to pull it off.
So you would probably head back above deck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get as far away from the trap you just sprung. And you see the chart rooms open, and you can see Galabras and Baron talking with Rack.
All right. So, yeah, you guys see Lork and Gormley come walking up.
All right. So this is, there are our friends over there.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
What did the ledger say about who was scheduled to be down at the cage?
'Twas Tog.
It's one of my men, Tog. But as I told your friends, it wouldn't make any sense that he would, it wouldn't make sense that he would do it on purpose or not do it. So it's just very strange.
I look over at Gormley and we sort of share a glance, because Gormley and I had questioned the twins, and that's when Gormley had told me that she thought Tog was withholding.
Yeah, it's true.
I ask Rag, how much do you pay your men, Rag?
I pay them a fair wage. A very fair wage.
Okay.
No one is underpaid, no one's overpaid, but they can make a living on this boat, and I treat them fair, I treat them well, which is why I'm so adamant about making sure you don't overstep your bounds in your questioning of them.
And you have a lot of shore leave when you get to Urgir?
We'll take a furlough.
Okay.
I think that's the word.
Cinderella Liberty.
That was good. That was another one. That was pretty good, Troy. Hey, Rags. Hey, give yourself a bottle cap.
All right.
I'd love to see...
Matthew, can I get that bottle cap back?
Yeah, here you go.
I'd love to see Fleet Week in Urgir. That would be the best.
Bartenders,
it's going to be like the Dothraki.
The bartenders hate Fleet Week in Urgir. So... What were we just talking about?
We'd like to talk to Tog. We want to. I think Rag said that he would allow us to talk to him, right, with him present.
Yes, we can do this. Trying to think of the best way to do this. Dinner's going to be coming up soon. You'll be expected in the kitchens, and should we just go about his business as usual? But at this point, he's closed the chart door. Should we just go about business as usual after dinner, pull Tog into my chambers, and we...
Yeah, I think we should... I think we should announce to the crew that there had been an accident with the beast, and it was all taken care of, and no worries from here on out.
All right, I would...
They look down through the porthole to get into the rowing station and see the body of a giant four-armed gorilla.
Is anyone going to take care of that body, by the way? I wanted to ask you.
He's no good to me dead.
The Empire will compensate you if he's killed.
I'll actually take him, Galabras. I know we have plenty of food, but...
You won't be eating my gorilla, come
well,
on.
Well, I mean, what good is he otherwise?
All right, you can eat my gorilla.
Hey, thank you. It's a delicacy in Absalom.
Gorilla soup.
Especially the wings, so it's good that he has four limbs.
I want you to know that, and I want to say this to all of you now while you're here. I know I've been rather rash with you and harsh and quick to temper, and obviously with the events that have transpired the past... 2 days, I've been more on edge, and I just want you to know I appreciate what you're trying to do. And if you just toe the line with me and do things in the way that I like to do things, then I'm sure everything will be fine. If it comes to a point where we have to use magic and other sorcery, I'll prepare myself for that as well. But in the meantime, let's just try to suss this out with Tog after dinner, eh?
Oi.
I just want to let you know, Rag, that we want you to have your boat functional and working at tip-top condition at the end of the day, and I think this will help that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate all that you've done so far. And whenever you can patch that hole downstairs, that'd be sweet.
I'd like to help out with that, if it's all right. I have expertise in this sort of manual labor.
Good. Hey, the more, the faster we can get it done, the faster we can shove off. Just to let you know...
We're going to need a key, I think, to get in and out of that door there, the brass door or the...
We actually won't right now. There's a giant hole in it, but...
Well, once we patch it up, I'm saying.
Right. Let me know when you get to a point in your carpentry when you need a key, and
I'm sure we can work something out. You're very... I trust you.
All right.
Just to let you know what the plan is for tomorrow, because we're actually going to be taking a stop. Are you familiar with the Knights of Ozum?
I am, yes.
I'm not.
I'm not.
They are among the military groups that defeated the Whispering Tyrants.
That's right. That's right. We've mentioned this before.
Yes, we talked about this
before. In a previous episode.
Episode 32.
Google it.
Yeah.
And whatnot. Well, we have a scheduled stop tomorrow at a riverside way station in Lasswar that is staffed by the Knights of Ozum. Not unlike the orcs, they trade with me, they treat me well, and I do the same. Actually, most of the stuff you saw in the armory, if you were able to peek through the hole, I don't know, did you get a chance to peek through the hole of the armory?
Yes, we looked around when we were examining the cage.
Well, a lot of the stuff that's in there I'm giving to them for some... as part of my trading mission. It won't take long. It's part of our trip. It won't get you to your destination any later, but we'll be doing that tomorrow afternoon. Is that okay?
Delightful. I'd love to meet some Knights of Ozum.
That puts a
I've
clock,
heard so many tales.
That puts a clock on what we can do down in that hold, though, because they'll be coming to move stuff out of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Well, I didn't hear that, so I can't respond.
That wasn't in the game.
But, you know, we'll have people in and out of there all morning working on that. I'll see you at dinner, and we'll talk to talk. Yeah, so he dismisses you. You guys leave the chart room. What do you guys want to do? Do you want to go have like a powwow?
Yeah. We need to. Lork needs to tell Galabras and Baron everything he saw downstairs about the trap. We also need to account for the fact that Halrex is charmed and is going to come off of that charm before dinner.
I think I'm going to have to stick to her like glue at dinner and just keep her from, you know, yelling, being nice to the crew.
Well, you should talk to her while you can too.
Yeah, I do want to talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should try to keep talking to her while she's charmed to, I don't know, just try to lay some foundation for when she comes out of it that she still at least tolerates.
And just, so maybe, just get all the information that he can, like, while she's in the state, you know.
So maybe, Galabras, you can go do your cooking, make your cooking checks, get stuff ready for dinner,
okay,
while you talk to Halrex, and then you and Baron just kind of...
I'm going to work with Ben Vereen.
Ah, do some training with Ben Vereen.
Training Ben Vereen.
And
no, so I'm just patching up a hole by myself.
You could just...
Fuck you.
Well, there's probably still some work left to do on the rail, and Urag will can help you with that.
Yeah, I want to put off patching the hole until we get all four through of us down there, and we can sneak out through the secret hole.
Right.
All right, so I go back behind my scaffolding and my little tarpaulin where I'm going to unveil an incredible new fishing mechanism for this boat. For the Chelish Devil.
The Chelish Devil. Okay, so, yeah, all right, Gormley, you,
Sorry, can you get us, or me at least, caught up on days? So, like, the first day we shoved off, and what happened?
Well, you arrived on the first day, and you spent the night.
We had a party that night.
But I'm calling the next day the first day of the actual journey.
And that was, okay.
And that was the day where...
That was the day where we saw was that the day that we got up... Well, we got up and fished.
Oh, that's
right?
The day. This day that you got up, you're all excited. Galabras was psyched to cook, and you and Baron fell in the water when Gormley was in the lookout and had the crocodile attack with Urag. And then that night, you guys had dinner. Galabras wanted to bless the food, and the Rag was like, "You can bless your food. You won't be doing it for my men." That was all that happened. I think it was just dinner and the crocodile.
And so that was one day of training for Ben Vereen.
Right.
Then the second day
was Gormley spotting the drakes. The drakes came and attacked the boat. One came and took the warhorse off to its lair. You guys defeated the drakes on the boat and then shoved off, took the jolly boat out to...
the cave where the thing
The
went.
Cave, fought it, killed it, got the treasure, brought the horse back. The horse, which is in love with Gormley, a very close relationship with Gormley.
And we went right to work, rowing.
And then a few hours later, yeah. But not so many hours that Mage Armor wasn't still in
place. You're such a generous GM.
It actually didn't matter. I didn't take a single hit.
Oh, because you ran away like a coward. No.
So we're in day two. We're still in
dinner
of day two.
It is the night of day two, yeah.
Holy crap. All right.
When did we walk around interrogating Did we? Was that the first day after they fell in the water? Did we walk around?
No, that was.
We talked to Tog. We talked.
Yeah,
to...
yeah. That was the first day.
That
yeah.
was before dinner.
On the first day.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you talked to Sharg and Tog.
And Tog.
Yeah. So you met Sharg, Tog, Urug, Krothu,
Gajnak.
Gajnak the cook.
Barka. Barka. Barka.
Barka.
Who's the fisherman?
Urug.
Urug. Urug.
Barka, the newest crew member.
Yes, he's the newest one. I think Targ told you. No, Sharg told you that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, when you guys talked to the twins, remember one had a tattoo on one side of his face, one had a tattoo on the other. Sharg was the one that did most of the talking.
And he was super friendly and like said that they were all cool. They trusted everybody and blah, blah, blah. And Targ was withholding.
Yeah. We just got a sense that he was being a little withholding.
Yeah. Well, now we know for 100% fact that he's a fucking criminal and saboteur, and we're going to execute him in That's front of the right. entire crew after dinner. Just so you know our plans.
I'm sure that will go over well.
That sounds fair and just.
It should be, we should just do a total of Titus Andronicus and kill him now, and I will cook him into a casserole, and we'll eat him, and then reveal it like at the end of the dinner
to his brother. Jesus,
as is tradition.
It's got really dark, Skid.
Got dark fast.
I'm just saying.
All right, Gormley. What you find Halrex in her quarters?
In the chart room.
In the chart room.
So I can I before Baron goes down, I say, hey, can I borrow one of your whiskey bottles?
I'd say, yeah, you hexed the shit out of that Gurion. You deserve some whiskey, buddy.
Gurion?
I'm from
Spanish?
I'm from down by the Rio Grande.
You hexed the shit out of the Gurion?
That's totally like how
I was hoping for dinner tonight we could have a taco burrito. I don't know. Yeah, no. Where I'm from, two L's is a Y sound. So.
No, I love that you said it just like a Texas Ranger would say it.
Five Kings Mountains, man. We hate Gurions.
Tex-Mex Ranger. All right. So, yeah, Gorm, you get your bottle of whiskey from Baron, and his lifetime supply.
And I knock on the door of the chart room.
She opens it, big smile on her face. Hello. Come on in.
I just
this
it.
Is so cool. I love
it. I love this, too. I love charm spells. Charm spells are the best.
I just hold up the bottle of whiskey and I go, shall we?
Well, I am done ordering people around for the day. Sure, pop it open.
So I pour us some drinks.
Okay. She drinks the entire drink in one sip and holds out the glass.
And I pour another drink.
Okay. Does the same thing. But then she doesn't hold it out again for a second because she's already starting to get a little woozy. Two double shots.
So how long you been on this boat?
Oh, I've been with Rag now for 10, 12 years.
That's a long time. How'd you guys meet?
Oh, well, he was looking for crew members, and we had a bit of a run-in one day. I used to belong to a tribe of orcs, actually, and had a bit of a run-in, and, suffice it to say, I left the tribe and I joined up with Rag.
What tribe was it? That's an interesting story.
It's just a small band.
I'm new. I'm comparatively new to orc tribes. The only one I've ever heard of is the. I'm sorry. I think it's the Twisted Nails.
Oh yeah, the Twisted Nails. They're real buggers. But no, I had nothing to do with them. They're real trash.
Oh. I don't.
Real green trash.
Oh wow. I mean, I don't. I spend most of my time. In the mountains, so I have never run into the Twisted
Nails. Oh, the mountains, they must be lovely.
Are you a fan of vermin and scorpions?
My favorite?
Yeah, well, then you'd love it then.
You will have to show me these mountains one of these days. It just sounds so glorious.
You know, I'll make sure to add you to my Christmas card list before we leave.
I'm going to hold you to that. You scamp.
What's a Christmas?
And she holds out the glass for more whiskey.
I pour another. And I do the shot with her this time.
All right.
Twisted, ask her about the Twisted Heart Tribe.
Yeah, the other thing I've heard before is the Twisted Heart Tribe. You heard anything about them?
Twisted Hearts, sure, yeah. I mean, it has something to do with the Giants and the Orcs over at the fort up near where Arcus Blockade used to be. You know, I haven't been in the game in so long. I don't know too much about it, but I know it's trouble when you got Giants and Orcs banging heads.
Very scary, very scary.
Yeah.
So,
you seem to know a lot about the area.
I am a native of, I was born in Trunau.
Ah, Trunau, sure. I hear it's lovely.
Well, between you and me, who tastes it? Not great people there sometimes.
Not great people. You know what? I'm not going to visit.
I wouldn't. They're a little bit close-minded.
Ah, I know what you mean.
As you might, my our good friend Lork, mm-hmm. he's from Trunau, and he was not very well liked there.
The Halfie, eh?
Yeah, that's what we call him.
And they don't even like the Halfies there.
And they're somewhat tolerated, but it's not a great situation.
What, right fuckers?
They are right fuckers.
That just doesn't make sense. At least you can't accept a Halfie is half human, half orc. I can understand a full orc. I would probably get trouble in there, but a Halfie?
Yeah, no, it's not great. You ever run into any trouble on this boat? You know, being a full orc among a bunch of...
Do I look like the type of woman that runs into trouble?
I think you're exactly the type of woman that runs into trouble.
It's no trouble that I can't find my way out of, if you know what I mean.
That's why I like you.
Are you coming on to me? Because that's, just to be clear, I like you, but I don't like you like that.
Kiss.
I got a question for you, though.
Sorry, it's a whiskey talking.
Have her explain the difference between ferocity and orc ferocity.
So yeah, you have a side impression as a rules lawyer.
Go on.
Let me ask you a question, woman to woman.
Sure, I believe you got a couple minutes left of this spell.
She's cognizant of the spell.
Fourth wall, shattered, gone.
By the way, Ben Vereen never broke the fourth wall. Let me just point that.
Of all people.
Rag's been coming on to me a lot.
Oh, Rag, well, he's a bit randy, as they say, and he took a liking to you the minute you came on this boat.
He seems like a good man. Though I'm a little worried. Huh? All this sabotage on board makes me a little worried someone's after him.
Sabotage, some weird stuff happens at sea. I wouldn't worry too much about it, especially with Rag at the helm. Rag will suss everything out and it'll be perfect.
This has happened before?
No, but I just can't imagine any one of these crew. I treat them like brothers for the most part.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Tog, how long has he been on the boat?
Tog? He's been here as long as his brother.
When did they join?
2-3 years ago, as far as I know. I'd have to look at the ledger.
They trustworthy?
As trustworthy as any other man on this crew.
In Trunau, they have a tradition that half-orcs with facial tattoos especially disliked.
That wouldn't make much sense. Any half-orc worth his salt has some sort of tattoo. If you were someone else, I'd show you mine.
Be that as it may, do you know what their tattoos mean?
I mean, they're brothers. I'm sure it has something to do with their connection with each other. Maybe they used to belong to some tribe. Roll a perception check.
Natural 20.
Oh. Matthew, you are on fire
killing
right now.
You are killing it, my son.
When you mentioned Tog, she seemed to give pause for a moment before she started giving information.
Whoa.
I hold up the whiskey bottle.
Oh, maybe she's like, Tog.
Oh, yeah.
I hold up the whiskey bottle. I was like, one more.
I better not. I can't look like a fool in front of the crew when we head out to dinner. I probably should just... do you still want to do the flute and dance?
I would love to, but I have to say, woman to woman, you seem to have a little bit of a reaction when I brought up Tog.
Oh, it's just another member of the crew, is all. Tog's he's a good man.
Good man.
His brother's a good man, too. They're all good men. Rag especially.
You and, there are some obscene gestures going around the room right now.
Some very rude gestures.
Woman to woman.
Ah.
You and Tog done the little no pants flute dance?
Absolutely.
The no pants flute dance.
Well, there's the name of the episode.
Nailed it, Matthew. How you stack it up in those bottle caps.
Oh, man. No, absolutely not. That would be forbidden on this ship. It's one thing if Rang wants to take you into the back and throw you around the room, but we wouldn't be doing that with the crew.
Ah, of course. I would just sometimes people like to have a little fun. I don't judge people for having fun.
I didn't mean to get rough, but there are rules.
Of course.
You understand rules. All right, well...
anything else I should ask her for? I don't know.
I want to clear my head before dinner. It was always a pleasure seeing you, and I can't wait to see these mountains.
I can't wait to have you over for a little scorpion party.
Again, I don't roll that way.
No. You misunderstand. We bring the scorpions in.
Oh. see you at dinner.
Bye bye.
Oh, boy.
Man. Jesus. Matthew's making you work.
Yeah. Wow. Sorry about that, Troy.
Woo. Anybody else sweating? That's me. Let me just grab a quick M&M. Oh, they're gone. Okay. As usual, killing it with the role play.
Yeah, dude. Good
job. Okay, so Galabras, you're in the kitchen. You want to just kind of do a little cooking check?
I'm going to make something a little special tonight.
Oh, yeah. What do you got planned there?
I'm going to make a big bunch of popcorn.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Well, it's very easy to make, but I want to make a lot of it. So that the crew of the ship can have something to snack on while they're standing around watching us save their lives and preserve their boat.
I see popcorn. Well, if you think it'll be good, I'm sure we could try something like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I rolled a 6. So the popcorn's burned.
It's completely burned.
Oh, it smells terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I think I can take care of everything else tonight. But maybe you just go hang out with your friends.
I'm sorry. I'm a failure. I'm terrible. And I run off.
Popcorn, he burns the kitchen down. Okay. You guys eventually find a space to talk with each other.
I share all I learned from Halrex.
And I share the intricacies of my training of Ben Vereen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped your role for Ben Vereen training.
No, it's not a role yet. It's tomorrow. Because I didn't realize we weren't in day 3 yet.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be tomorrow. Yeah. Right. We'll see if I made any progress.
So is that a kickball change?
Jazz class.
Lork is just like covered in claw marks. just skin deep.
Not going well. Hello?
It's a long process, you know.
So Lork wants to say, there's a door below decks. It's trapped. They've got something back there, and I don't know if this Tog or whoever might be sabotaging the boat knows about it, or if it has anything to do with the mischief that's going on, but we definitely got to check it out, and I don't know if we do it after hours or midday when everyone's working and maybe no one's in there.
But if anyone's going to be in the rowing compartments, then that would be a hindrance.
And it's, yes? Though Halrex is quite friendly, now she won't be tomorrow.
Yeah, so maybe we try to do it late at night. Maybe we feign sleep and then sneak out to the lower decks. But we don't need the key as long as there's a hole in the wall.
It's true.
They just put up, like, caution tape.
Yeah. True now, police tape. True now, police tape. Hemp ropes.
I offer an alibi for everyone, and that's, I say, you know, I'm almost done fixing up the back of their fishing port, and I figure we could tell them that I just need all your help to help me finish it off. And, you know, we're doing it as a favor to them after hours. They want us to be busy working otherwise. I can show you what I've done. It's pretty cool.
We could tell them we're pulling an all-nighter on your fishing contraption.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
The downside to that, though, is I will have 0 spells.
Yeah, I'm running low on everything, too.
Well,
yeah.
We don't have to do it tonight. As long as we're not patching up the hole, we could do it tomorrow night.
Rag told us about the knights, though, that are going to be going through there, right?
No, the station, the thing in Last Ball that you're stopping at, you're doing tomorrow afternoon. So you would assume that people are probably going to be in and out of there all morning, getting the stuff ready for the shipment to be dropped off. With the Knights of Ozum, and then you would have, and then they'd be rowing throughout the day. But possibly tomorrow night, you would be an opportunity.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason. I mean, we can let the knights take their stuff.
Yeah, everything seems that they're going to pull empty out the armory.
Right.
I mean, we could also make our business to at
be
least,
in there. Like we could be repairing the hole while they're
right, and we could see if anyone out. Goes downstairs.
Right.
Which I doubt they will. Yeah.
Can Baron, do you think you could convincingly do enough work on the repairs and still leave it open enough for us to get through over the course of a day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so Baron will just kind of be like, yeah, this is a real pain in the ass. And he's not doing, like, really sealing it up. This wall's giving me a lot of trouble.
He's installing a door.
Yeah, yeah, it's installing a union door. Yeah.
Oh, time for my break.
He's like a hacker.
It's only been 2 hours. And are you drunk?
Here's another thing.
We love unions, guys. We love unions.
Let me ask you, do we all trust Rag? Or are we not trusting him either?
I personally think I trust him, but I'm not certain about anything anymore.
I don't know if we don't just tell him we know about this compartment. It might be that he doesn't even know about
us. And that could be trouble anyway, so I don't think we should talk about it.
One last thing about that secret door. I'm just worried that whatever's in there could be leaving. I mean, I know we can watch who goes in and out while we're moored, but I'm just a little concerned that maybe whatever's in there might leave when we dock tomorrow.
Yeah, true.
Looks like Gormley's sleeping in the crow's nest.
I think but we've all experienced going into dangerous situations without letting our witch and cleric here rest properly. It's gotten ugly quick.
It's true.
It's true. I do have spectral hand. I can't actually cast another spell with it, but I could wave a spectral hand around.
Hi, bad guys.
I don't know. I kind of want to do it in the middle of the night. I think that's fun, even though I wouldn't.
Could we offer to skip dinner, go to sleep, and then wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning after 8 hours rest?
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
And 1 hour of spell preparation.
We are wiped out after five.
Yeah, they would totally believe that we're exhausted after fighting a six-armed gorilla.
We'll have to ask Troy.
So your plan is to skip dinner.
Is it possible to be like, look,
we'll have dinner in our rooms.
We're exhausted and we need the rest. And then like rest
the
for
only issue
hours.
Being you'd have to skip the confrontation with
Todd.
Oh,
right, with Todd.
Oh.
Son of a biscuit.
So
right.
your options
That's
are
a priority.
Skip dinner and work throughout the night.
Although,
and hope that you can take care of everything after, you know, wake up super early and no one else is patrolling the boat and go do it in the middle of the night. Well, really, like early morning before anybody wakes
right,
up.
Right, like pre-dawn.
Or have dinner, confront Tog, deal with that, and then tomorrow, wait until tomorrow night to do it. When your healers are all
that's the way
full
Lork,
night's
that's
rest.
That's the way Lork is leaning.
Yeah.
You like question just, Tog.
We could also, you and Glabrous and I could go sleep and you guys could go interrogate Tog. I mean, unless you're going to use Zone of Truth.
No, I mean...
Yeah, I think we should be together.
It's nicer if everyone's right. together. Yeah. My only question is that since we don't want to let Rag know that we know about this trap door, we can't bring it up when we're interrogating Tog then.
Well, don't worry about that.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
I mean, if you guys want to wait, I'm happy to wait.
Because we don't even know what the significance of it is anyway, so...
I can freely hex. I mean, like I'm not completely powerless if we go in there tonight.
I just think it's safer to... Let's question Tog,
yeah,
and then we can make the decision
Tog and
after
figure
that.
Figure out what's going on.
Good idea.
If suddenly we become rushed for time, then we'd know then and we'll have to do it. But we'll have more information at that point.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So you guys have your powwow. Share all the information. And you head down to dinner. Halrex no longer smiling at you. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
You're gross.
Wow, she really went the other way.
And she goes and sits at the other end of the table.
And when a full orc is calling you gross.
So, no.
So that's got
you're
so
gross to me.
So I was going to
self-esteem.
I was going to make my excuses about the dance party, but it seems like I don't have to.
Yeah.
You really didn't want to be a part of that dance party. And dinner happens. There's no mention of popcorn. No one ever brings it up. And at the end of dinner, you see Rag talking to Tog, and he kind of looks to you guys like, meet me in my quarters. And he walks through, and Halrex is sitting there scowling at all of you.
I'm walking like close behind Tog. Not putting any hands on him or anything, but like ready to grapple if he tries to do anything.
She scowls and hurls insults at you as you walk through to Rag's room. And you get there again. I've described it before. It's like got the bed, the chalice devil, the chest, and whatnot. And he kind of looks to you guys like, Tog, I just wanted to bring you in here because
I'm sure you know that it was your duty to feed the gorillin Gideon.
That's the preferred pronunciation.
Gorion.
Gorion. Gorion. Gorion. The drugged meat, and clearly it wasn't done. So in front of my friends here, I just wanted to hear what happened.
You didn't hear much from him before.
No, he was being pretty quiet.
Sharged in most of the talk.
His brother did all the talking, yeah.
He's like, why are they there? Why are they here? Well, like I said, they're crew members like anyone else, and I didn't want to ask you alone. I wanted to ask you in front of other people. I ain't talking in front of them. You'll answer my questions because I'm your captain. I don't care who's in this room. You tell me where, if you put the meat there or if you didn't. Well, I put the meat there.
Sense motive.
Ooh, man.
9, 10, 6, 4.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
We missed it.
As far as you know, he put the meat there.
He put the meat there.
Well, then how do you explain that this gorilla broke through my ship and almost capsized us by breaking through and killing our friends here? I don't know what to tell you. I put the meat there. It was my job to do it, and I put it there.
Can I ask, Captain, whose duty is it to drug the meat in the first place?
It'll be Gosnak.
It's always the cook.
Did you get the meat from Gosnak? He's like, yeah, I went and picked it up, and he put the shit all over it. I saw him do it. I was standing right there. And then I left it there. Are we done?
I want to ask you, Tog, did you have the key to that cage? Was it locked when you got there?
He kind of glares at you. No.
No, it wasn't locked? And no, or no, you didn't have the key? Which one?
I didn't have the key.
Sense,
I left the
sense motive.
Sense motive.
On the key?
Different guy this time.
18 this time.
19.
Natural one.
7.
Galabras and Lork, he is not telling the whole truth.
Aha. Okay. Was the lock locked when you got there?
I didn't check it.
You didn't check if the cage was locked of a huge beast that could kill you with one swoop if the cage was unlocked?
My job was to leave drugged meat at the cage, and I did that. What was your job?
My job was to kill it when you let it out of the cage. And I get right in his face.
I didn't
kill it. Can I roll an intimidation?
And it's like an umpire and a manager. Lork's kicking dust.
Intimidation. Yeah, let me roll an intimidation.
Do it.
Ooh, 23.
Yeah. Nice.
Full on.
23.
He swings at Lork.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It's about to go down.
He goes,
you want to roll initiative?
Yep.
You want to roll initiative right now?
Yep, everybody roll initiative.
Great.
Fuck yeah.
This bastard.
What the fuck is this? Can you read that number? No, this...
Rune dice.
Yeah, these are dice that Joe got me.
Is that Rise of the Rune Lords?
Yeah.
That's a 20.
No. Joe got me these Rise of the Rune Lord dice as a thank you for performing his wedding ceremony.
It's the natural 20, is the rune.
That's a 20.
The only rune on it is a natural 20.
Hey, I rolled a 20.
Woo! Hey, how about those dice, Joe guy? Aren't they awesome?
Those are great. Thanks. I hope you guys stay married for 1,000 years.
It was a lovely ceremony, Skid.
Who's over 20?
Me.
All right, so Galabras.
Well, I'm at 20.
What would the order be? Galabras? Who's next? 19, 18?
I'm at 9.
9.
16. I'm at 9 as well.
16.
16. Okay, so it would be Galabras, Baron, Gormley, Lork.
And Ben Vereen?
Yeah, I haven't rolled for Ben Vereen. Yeah. Ben Vereen. He'll wait.
Okay. But I mean, this isn't a huge battle scene. This is more like, so what do you guys do? Do you take any action before Lork does? Do you hold to see how
I just as soon as I say
so
go
wait,
down,
does he roll an attack roll against me to punch me?
He has the lowest initiative.
Yeah, but it's a surprise round, I would think. I mean,
it is a surprise round. Yeah.
Oh, right. So
I wasn't expecting him to take a swing at me in front of his captain. I'll
right,
say
so he goes to punch you.
I'm also a lieutenant, by the way, so that's basically death penalty.
Yeah, totally.
11 to hit.
To hit, that's a miss.
Okay, so it just grazes off your armor.
Okay.
It's
Galabras.
As soon as I see it happen, I like instinctively reach out and give him a bit of luck.
You give Tog?
Lork. Yeah, Tog. You're right. Yeah.
Okay, so he gives
Lork. I'm the traitor.
This was Galabras. It was the cook. All right, so he gives Lork a bit of luck, Baron.
Baron just kind of tilts his hat back and says, "Woo-hoo-hoo, looks like we got ourselves an old-fashioned standoff." And he says, "Get him, Lork. Show him how we do things in True Now."
Gormley?
Evil eye, AC.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, so evil eye is his AC. Failed. Yeah.
Minus two your AC for 6 minutes. And then okay. I cackle because I am also enjoying the fight.
Okay. minus two to AC?
Yeah.
Okay. Lork.
Lork gets furiously angry at that he attacked him, and he just reaches out with two hands, like grabs the scruff of his, like, you know, tunic or whatever it is that he's wearing, grabs him and like screams in his face, "I told you all not to fuck with the wrong crew." So it's a grapple check, basically. He's going to try to grab him up.
Roll twice.
Oh yeah, sweet.
Bit of luck. Oh, I don't roll anything. It's just against the CMD.
Against his CM. Dizzle. 24.
Yeah.
You grappled.
Yeah, just like, yeah. Like, and I'm just like right in his face.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Rag steps up and says, "I don't know what's going on here, but let's put him in the cage."
Yeah. Ooh, I like it.
I don't like it. Oh, wait. I don't like it at all.
Oh, right.
Guess you'll have to work it out next episode.
No! That's it? Kill him! Kill him now! Kill him!
Chuck him out! Chuck him out! Death roll! Death roll! Death roll!
Coup de grâce! Coup de grâce! Coup de grâce!